my family has based its singing style on that. And the woods of the West are the woods of British Columbia. Come listen with me to the ceaseless thundering roar, as the seas without change or pity crash to the shore. Over the sands, the endless surge and the flow is one sin by iron childhood long, long ago. And the woods of the West, behold, longing to stay. My heart's in the little hollow down by the bay. Folk who were good and kind in happier days, both loving in thought and deed, in neighbor and play. Like the truant of the field, those times and people have gone. The winds of the Western Ocean carry them on. A flight of defenseless birds on the scattering breeze that blows o'er the endless flow, surge of the sea. And my looks now speak of my shortness of days. I will move from your side and seek the wandering ways. And the cold sleep of death has wrapped its sheet around me. Make my bed by that endless sound, the surge of the sea. John on for a bit of a jam to end the set. Sing this one. It would be quite interesting if we were given the choice of when we could be born. I think I would have chosen the turn of the century. It wasn't, incidentally. It just looked like that. Because most of the things, I would probably have to try and survive two world wars, but most of the things I'm interested in are quite old. Old guitar. Strings, old cars, aircraft. And the kindred spirit was a lad called Bill Hosey. He used to live out on Loch Lomond side, and he restored fixed wing aircraft. He was very interested in hang gliding and all the rest of it, although he was born in 1927. And he discovered in a hangar down somewhere in the south of England a Supermarine S5 replica, which is a float plane that was used in the Schneider Trophy race, which was run mainly in the 20s when Britain won it outright in, I think it was 1927. And this was, there was no airfields at that time, so most of the aircraft were float planes or hull, sea boats, flying boats. And they decided to restore, restore this aircraft just at the same time as they were going to actually start the race again. In the old days, France, Germany, Italy, Britain, and America, and there was somebody else, they were all practicing for World War II, basically. And of course, the Supermarine S5, or the hull, or the fuselage of that, went on to become the Spitfire. Bill was, it had been laying up over the winter, and in the spring flight, when he took it out, unbeknownst to him, the tail plane had been getting some draft or some wind, and it had been flapping backwards and forwards. And there was no hydraulics on the aircraft, it was all line that had cut through one of the sections of the tail, and when he was test flying it, the tail broke away.